Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 82, and today we're starting a five-part series on estate planning mistakes that you want to avoid. Now, these are mistakes that can cause your estate plan to fail, to not accomplish what you want it or need it to accomplish. So we're going to take these one at a time, one each week. The first one we want to talk about today is having an outdated plan. Now, that's a plan that hasn't been kept up the way you need it to be. If you haven't already listened to episode number 37, I encourage you to go back and listen to that one. In that episode, we looked at why you might want to update your estate plan, the issues that you need to be looking for, changing the who and the how in the estate plan, how often things should be reviewed. So a lot of good information in episode number 37. I want to reiterate today how important it is to make sure your plan stays up to date. If your plan was perfect when it was written, whether that was a year ago or 5 years ago or 25 years ago, it may not be perfect today. There are a lot of things that can change that will impact how effective your estate plan is and whether it will accomplish your goals. Your finances can change. You may have inherited property. You may have accumulated a lot more assets through your work or your business. You may have gotten married. You may have had children. You may have gotten divorced. The laws are constantly changing that impact estate planning. Tax laws, just general estate plan laws, how things are done. So things are constantly changing in the legal side of things. And your goals are constantly changing. You know, what do you want or what do you need your plan to accomplish? Are your family members changing? Are they becoming more mature? Are they developing creditor issues or addiction issues? These are all things that can impact whether your plan needs to be updated. And so if you're not keeping your plan up to date, it will fail. It will not accomplish what you need it to accomplish. So the number one issue that we want to make sure we're avoiding is make sure you're keeping your plan up to date. If you don't, it will not accomplish all of your goals. So make sure you're reviewing your estate plan periodically. We recommend at least reviewing it with yourself once a year to make sure that it's doing what you still want it to do. And if you need to meet with your attorney to have a discussion about what changes are recommended, what legal changes have occurred, what tax law changes have occurred, then schedule an appointment with your estate planning attorney to have those things reviewed as well. So I hope that's helpful for you today. Come back next week. We'll look at the second issue, the second mistake that you want to avoid in your estate plan. So I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website at chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.